Okay, here to wrap up KER Politics here. We're going to take this final segment here. Jimmy and I are going to talk about many issues. We're going to mention many issues that we think everybody has to be aware of. Let's start out with the CDC, Jim. You and I did an editorial on that last Thursday.
Yeah, so what has happened is there's a lawsuit being filed against the mandates in New York. The lawyer for this lawsuit and his firm requested from the Centers for Disease Control any information in a FOIA request, in a Freedom of Information Act request, on natural immunity. And in that request, the CDC came back and said they have no documentation on it. What that means is that they either are hiding it and lying, or they're not doing any research on natural immunity to the COVID virus. And with them updating their statistics just recently, they went 5 months without updating it. They'd expected about 5 months ago, they expected about 100 million Americans had COVID already. They updated their statistics this few weeks after this FOIA request to say that it looks like somewhere around 145 million, and this is a generalization, but 145 million have had COVID. And they had no information on natural immunity and no record of anybody getting the disease twice after having natural immunity. They provided no data. So they're either lying or there's no data. If there's no data on that, and because there is no one that has COVID after getting the virus, then that means a big portion of the population is immune at this point, has built up immune responses to it, completely separate from the Pfizer vaccine.
Right.
That's one issue. That's really, really significant statement. Another is Dr. Fauci admitting that hospitalizations for fully vaccinated people are way up and deaths are way up. And this is an acknowledgement that the vaccines are not working as advertised. That's something that everyone should be worried about.
No question whatsoever about that one, Jim. You know, one thing I want to say is that I want to stress a couple of things that we talked about, one of them in the last segment. Economically, take a really, really close look. A lot of people, for example, Robert Kiyosaki, who's quite an interesting man from an economics knowledgeability standpoint, is saying the United States, in his opinion, is headed for the biggest crash that it's ever seen. I think that's very true. Be very, very cognizant of what's going on economically, because you want to be able to get out before it's too late, for lack of better terms. The other thing I wanted to say, and then we're going to wrap this thing up a little quick, not a little quicker, but then we are going to go into full wrap-up mode, and that is, I made a comment in the first segment about people and communities need to stand tall, for lack of better terms, and need the out-of-town rioters to realize that they are not welcome in their communities. And I want to say, do that effectively, do that responsibly. Don't necessarily try to be dramatic. Do it effectively and responsibly. Jimmy, your turn.
And I absolutely think that the way you do that is not through violence, and it's not
right.
You obviously, everyone has the right to protect themselves from violence.
Sure.
And these people that are threatening to burn and destroying, there's nothing good about that. You have to stand up to that. But the way you stand up to it over a long period of time is you vote out the people that would take away those individual rights that won't protect you. And that's what we're seeing right now in many of these small elections from this last November cycle, local elections, where a lot of, more conservative, more people concerned about public safety. And that's the direct ramification. You know, who the heck came up with the idea that defund the police was a smart idea from the political side? It's incompetent, unless there are sophisticated efforts to undermine the complete stability of the United States. And I think there are some people that are orchestrating issues like that. And that's what people have to be aware of. The way you solve it, the way you get involved in your community, is to stand up, make statements, vote out the people and put pressure on your local elected officials to do the right thing to protect everyone.
Well, that so far, I have to say, happily is happening in Seattle. The city council didn't totally change as a result of the recent elections, but it did begin to change. People in Seattle began to become very aware that the socialist, violent-type city council members were no longer winning elections. Sarah Mitchell won, for example, and she was not in that category. And the new mayor of Seattle is a very, very conservative individual. I'm looking for great things to happen in Seattle. And I believe, with the people who I speak with who are down there that I talk with every time I go down, I believe that that's the kind of change that people really want. They want to feel safe, and they want to feel, even more importantly than that, Jim, they really want to feel like their actions are responsible. And not prosecuting criminals, not prosecuting people because they're afraid of the repercussions of prosecuting that particular dynamic, that particular group, is really, really wrong, in my opinion. All you're doing is demolishing a person's sense of self-worth if you let them do whatever they want to do, because they know what's wrong and they have to be stopped.
You know, Al, the big issue that is really problematic for Seattle and everywhere else in the state of Washington and California and Oregon is the legislative actions that have actually stripped law enforcement of the ability to defend and protect people.
Right.
Those are the things that have to be changed. And, you know, one little November election here is not changing Seattle. Everybody on that ticket was still, you know, kind of a semi-progressive. They just, you know, there were, except for the attorney, the city attorney, which I think Ann Davidson won, and she was a conservative. Jenny Durkin hasn't come up yet for election, so
but she has announced she's not going to run.
Correct. Yes, and so we'll see what happens with that. It's a positive move that people were coming back to their senses, but there's still a lot of people out there that are manipulated by the media that have created these conditions that, you know, there's white supremacy everywhere in a state that really has no problems with things like that. It's pretty disturbing actually to watch, and to watch this administration submit the Biden regime actually submit nominees that perpetuate these same views and these socialist ideological views is pretty disturbing. When you see someone like Saleh Omarova, the nomination for the comptroller of the currency, which would federally regulate all our banks, being nominated, and she actually was a Soviet from Kazakhstan that went to Moscow State University that did her thesis on Marx and has publicly stated recently that she would like to destroy the oil and gas industry in the U.S., that it should go bankrupt, and that she wants state nationalized control of currency. Of all our local and community banks. That's incredible. That whole system of socialist control of federally centralized management for economies has been proven over and over again to fail. And the problem is we have people that buy into that ideology that are being used locally to undermine stability in these local elections and the local law enforcement. And it's all part, really, of a very dangerous precedent that America has been put through recently.
It's an incredibly dangerous thing that we're being put through right now. We're not being put through it. We're actually almost acquiescing to it. We're not doing anything to bring out our views other than what you and I do and many of the other podcasters and radio folks like us do. It's very important. We need to show that we are not happy with the way things are going, but we don't need to pack guns to do that. It's very, very, I think it's... Go ahead, Jim.
You got to stop people like Merrick Garland who use the counterterrorism vision of the FBI to go after parents at school board meetings.
Oh.
And that letter was just leaked after he testified for Congress that, in fact, the day before the FBI had used a tracking mechanism to track parents.
Right.
This is very disturbing abuse of power. In America, we cannot allow that to continue.
Numerous disturbing things are going on right now in our country, Jim. People need to listen to our opinions. If they agree, they need to put them perhaps into action. They need to listen to what we're saying because it really makes common sense. Let's keep America great, seriously.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.